Always he was thinking and planning how he could get it back. He did not need the gold, for the kings had given him rich presents, yet day and night he thought of his loss. Now Regan knew that a battle must be fought to win back his treasure, and he himself was not brave enough to fight. So year after year he watched for someone who would get the treasure for him. When he saw Sigurd growing up brave and strong, he thought, "This boy has great strength and is afraid of nothing. He shall fight my battle and win my treasure for me." So Regan went to King Alf and said that he would like to teach Sigurd and give him skill in making swords and armor. The king looked at Regan a moment and then said, "Oh, Regan, truly you are very wise, and it would be well for the boy to learn some things from you. But he is loving and truthful, and I would keep him so. You love no one. You would deceive even me, your king and your friend. Teach Sigurd if you wish, but teach him not to hate and lie." Regan answered in a low voice, "Have no fear, O king. This boy will never lie, and his heart will always be full of love. But great deeds shall he do in the years to come, and the whole world shall hear the name of Sigurd." After this, Sigurd spent part of each day with Regan, who taught him many things which a prince should know. When his hours of study were over, the boy would hurry away into the forest to play with the other children.